Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Nancy, you're on WGN Radio. What did you want to say?
Oh, just a second, John.
Okay.
Alexa, off. I'm sorry, John, to do that to you.
Okay.
I was to your gal and answered. I like you a couple of times. I've been someplace. I'm in a big complex, apartment complex, and I have forgotten my mask. So what I do now to remind myself when I come in after I've been out with the mask, I put it on my doorknob.
Right. Wait, the doorknob to your building, your door, so that when you come out, it's the last thing you see. You can't miss it.
Well, when I'm leaving my apartment.
Yeah.
I hope you disinfect those doorknobs.
Oh, of course I do.
You laugh as though that's a ridiculous. Listen, this is a whole new world. Two months ago, nobody thought to disinfect their doorknob. That's crazy.
I do my remote, my phone. Hey, I'm 89 years old.
Wait a minute. You're 99 years old, and do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but listen,
I'm in a senior complex, but independent living.
Hear me out, Nancy. So
yes.
you stay alone in your unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do people come in and out of your unit much?
No, they're not allowed to.
Okay, so the fact that you're wiping down your phone and your remote control and all of the things that you're touching is conscientious, and if that makes you feel comfortable, that's great. But if nobody else has come in there, then the germ hasn't come in there either. It's not walking in. It's walking in with people. So if you've been staying alone in that room, the virus is not in there.
Exactly. No, I'm not being crazy about it. You know,
you're sounding like you're being crazy, Nancy. I was about to judge you as being crazy.
You know
what our nickname for you is over here? It's Crazy Nancy. I don't know if you know that.
You're not the first.
By the way, how old did you say you are, Nancy?
89.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are hope for the rest of us that aren't 89. I want to sound like you, and I'm 89.
Well, I'm terrific. I've had a good life. I've been blessed with a lot of kids, a lot of great grandkids. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing good here. They deliver my meals here. I don't have to cook. I can walk around. Anyway, I won't go into that.
No, you don't need to.
Because I live alone.
Hold on.
Yeah, but
and the last thing is though. Okay, so there I was advising you not to worry about wiping your stuff down, but if the food comes in on a tray or some sort of takeout stuff, I guess presumably it could be on those things.
Well, I do wipe that down.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
They advise. They advise us. We're in a complex of 243 residents, and we haven't had one case.
How about that?
Not one case, because we're doing, I guess, what we've been asked to do and following the protocol. So I think we're very lucky here, you know. And I'm in a spot that I face a very busy street.
Yeah.
And I have a patio. I sit out there, and if my kids, my grandkids, and if they go out and they're on the lawn, and we sit and chat.
Is it that way? Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm glad you're cooperative about that too, because that's the way you have to do it now, at least for the time being.
You do, but you know, you think about it, John. You think, who would have thought? Who would have thunk? You know that. Sometimes I think to myself. When I get up in the morning, I think, is this true? Yeah, sure it is.
I do that too, Nancy,
right.
And I'm not crazy. You are, but I'm telling you, I've every now and then you just have that little moment of realization, like we are living in mm-hmm. this sort of Hollywood fictional thriller where the germ has invaded Earth. That's what we're doing. We're living that way right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. You're on spot. That's true. I wouldn't have thought... In my lifetime, and I'm toward the end, you know, and I thought, who would have thought? And I'm finding that my grandkids and my kids are taking this very seriously. I have most of my adult grandkids are working from home, and I have a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
They're doing work that requires them to be out of the home, and everybody is doing what they're asked to do. And I guess, you know, Jan, if we just would all do that, just do what we're asked to do, and we'll get through this. It's going to be a while. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time.
I'm out of time, Nancy, but here's what I'm going to do. when I get to be king, I'm going to appoint you in charge of face masks. Is that okay?
It sounds like a deal, John. Take care, and God bless all of you there. You brought me a lot of joy for a lot of years, WGN has.
Well, you put a smile
starting
on our face
Wallace.
Today, too. I really appreciate it.
All right. All right. Take care.
Bye, Nancy. That's my new friend, Nancy. I hope you like her.